بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter of fulfilling amanat trust, and of the amanat is also that the inheritance of a person of which we are responsible. We are made the trustees, like that of our parents, etc. Or if anyone appoints us as trustees of the estate, then we must see that we fulfill that properly. That is also a great amanat. And we were reading of the instance of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he narrates about his father, and this is a lengthy hadith, that on the battlefield, just before the battle started, at that time also he had the worry of his inheritance, that it must be distributed correctly. And he made wasiyat, that is how the inheritance must be distributed. We also at that juncture should see whether we have made a wasiyat. It comes, 3 nights must not pass on a person when he has got something to make wasiyat about, and he did not make his wasiyat nama, his will. And that will must be according to Islam, according to the teachings of Islam, not a will drawn up by a lawyer or our own thinking. And that is also a great amanat and a great ibadat. So, and then Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, addressing his son Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu, says, أَفَتَرَى دَيْنًا يُبْقِي مِنْ مَالِنَا شَيْئًا. What from what I possess after I settle my debts. And towards the end of the hadith, we read how he had incurred debt. It wasn't a debt as we would think, that somewhere that we need some money and we go and ask somebody for a debt. But it was people left their trust toward him. They left their amanat with him. And he should say that to look after that amanat, they were so conscious of that, or fulfilling the amanat, that he said, that I am not prepared to do. However, give it to me as a debt, then that is not so heavy as what an amanat is. A debt is also heavy to owe somebody. Islam does not encourage it to take loans. As far as possible, we should avoid taking loans from anyone. So he asked him, well, what do you think, you know what my position is, my financial position, after I settle all the debts which I have incurred, will anything be left? Thumma qal, and then he asked before that, before he got a reply, Ya bunayya bi'malana waqdi dayni. Whatever I possess, sell that, and all my debts that I've got, first and foremost, fulfill the debts. And that also comes in the kitabs of fiqh, that when a person passes away, his first and foremost are his funeral expenses that must come out from his money. And after that, if he has got any debts, the debts must be settled. So he said, after my debts are settled, will anything be left of my money? And he had, as we will read in front, quite a few houses at different places. Not cash money, but he had different houses. So he asked, after my assets are sold, will anything be left of my debts? وَأَوْسَى بِثُلُثِ وَثُلُثِهِ لِبَنِيهِ. And then he made wasiyat, a bequest, as a person is permitted in 1/3 of his wealth, he can make a bequest for any third party. Like, for example, commonly people will give it to a madrasa, will give it to a Darul Uloom, etc. 1/3 of that it is permissible. So he said, I bequest from my 1/3, and 1/3 of that for your children. That is my grandchildren. The grandchildren do not automatically inherit from their grandfather. The father inherits. And then, but he made a bequest. And within 1/3, it is permissible to make a bequest. We do understand that these are not easy matters to understand. usually whenever this inheritance matters come, we should go to the mufti, a proficient mufti as far as inheritance is concerned, and get the ruling from there. But anyway, yeah, the lesson is mostly about fulfilling the amanat and the trust. So he said, one third you must give to your children, which are my grandchildren. Yani the Bani Abdullah ibn Zubayr. In other words, this request he had made for the children of his children, for Abdullah, who was his son, for his children. Thulusus thulus. A third of that third he had made for his children. One third you are allowed to bequest, and of that third, one third he had bequested for his grandchildren. So, قال فإن فضل من مالنا بعد قضاء الدين شيء فثلثه لبنيك. And he clarified it further, and he said, after settling my debts, selling my properties, and then settling my debts, if anything remains after that, then one third of that will be for your children. So here we see that how important this inheritance is, that he is the battlefield, and on the battlefield he's making the arrangement and he's bequesting and making his will. We, under normal circumstances, we are not in battle, we are not in jihad, but how many of us have got our wills ready? And that will must be done properly, take the advice of a mufti, and then draw up that will. May Allah give us all tawfiq to every aspect of our deen, and what we are discussing presently about year now, about making a will, etc. And also, and in the will not come that for so and so is so much. That is already stipulated. Yes, within one third we can say it must be given to such a person or such a person who is not a direct inheritor of the estate. And also, this concern of fulfilling the trust which is upon us, and also we should think that how many of us are such, when any of our close family parents, persons, especially our parents, pass away, do we distribute that inheritance properly according to Sharia or not? May Allah give us all tawfiq.